So you're looking to really level up your lawn care, huh? And Canopy Lawn Care, it's like they're everywhere you look, right?
Yeah, they've definitely been catching some eyes.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into their website because everyone and their brother claims to be revolutionizing something these days, right? We're going to figure out if Canopy is just really good at marketing or if they're actually onto something different.
Right. And the cool thing is we're going straight to the source, looking at Canopy's own website. That way we can kind of peek behind the curtain of all the sales stuff and get a sense of what their actual methods and like values are.
Exactly. I mean, we all want a nice, lush, green lawn. But Canopy's talking about a whole new way of doing things. They keep mentioning all these science-based methods.
Doesn't everyone, though?
Yeah, pretty much. So what caught my eye was this whole thing they have going on about the soil itself.
Yeah, they're definitely going beyond the surface, so to speak. Like, it's not just about the grass. It's about, well, everything going on underneath that makes a healthy lawn even possible. It seems like they're really emphasizing soil health as this foundation for everything.
So instead of just dumping a bunch of chemicals on everything and hoping for the best, it's more like they're taking a more holistic view.
That's the idea they're putting out there. And they use some interesting details to highlight that approach. For example, they talk about using, get this, recycled coffee grounds in their treatments.
Coffee grounds. Now, that's not something you hear every day from a lawn care company. What's the story with that?
So coffee grounds are actually a great source of nitrogen.
Which lawns need, right?
Exactly. It's like super important for growth. But here's the key thing. Coffee grounds, they release that nitrogen slowly over time.
Oh, I see. So it's more gradual.
Exactly. And that's so much better for the soil than just like blasting it with a ton of nitrogen all at once, you know, from synthetic fertilizers.
Right, which can actually mess things up, I bet.
Yeah, it's like you're shocking the system. Those quick-release fertilizers, they can throw the whole soil ecosystem off balance.
So it's like giving your lawn a slow, steady source of energy instead of a sugar rush and then a crash.
Perfect analogy. And it really highlights how Canopy gets it. You know, a healthy lawn, it all starts with a healthy soil ecosystem. And that requires, well, a more thoughtful approach, I guess.
Okay, so far so good, right?
So far so good.
But they've got this healthy lawn program plastered all over their site, which seems to be like their main thing. So what's the deal with that?
So when you look at the healthy lawn program, it really comes down to three main things. Their approach, which we've touched on a bit, the actual program itself, and then, of course, the results they're promising. And everything circles back to this idea of, you guessed it, soil health.
So they're not just talking the talk. They've actually built a whole program around this whole soil-first idea.
Seems like it.
So tell me more about what they're actually doing to people's lawns.
That's where things get really interesting. Remember those probiotic bugs they mentioned on the website?
Oh, yeah. Like, are we talking about microscopic lawn care specialists now?
Kind of, yeah. So they're talking about these beneficial microorganisms that live in the soil. They're like the unsung heroes of a healthy lawn, you know? These little microbes help break down organic matter, like those coffee grounds we were talking about. And they release nutrients in a way that the plants can actually use.
So it's less about, like, dumping synthetic stuff on there and more about creating the right environment for these little guys to do their thing.
Exactly. And that's a big part of what they're doing with this whole healthy lawn program. Instead of just relying on fertilizers, which, you know, those can actually damage the soil in the long run.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're trying to build up this whole thriving ecosystem below the surface, like get everything working in harmony.
Right, right. I'm with you. But you know how it is. A lot of companies these days, they make big promises about being eco-friendly. Canopy's got all this stuff about sustainability, like they even partner with One Tree Planted. But is it all just clever marketing? Like, look at us, saving the planet, one lawn at a time.
Yeah, I hear you. A little skepticism never hurt, right?
Right.
But with Canopy, there might be something more to it than just greenwashing. So think about it. If they're actually reducing the need for all those synthetic fertilizers and pesticides by focusing on healthier soil, that actually does have a real impact.
Yeah, okay. I mean, even if planting a tree for every new customer is partly a marketing ploy, it's still, you know, a step in the right direction.
For sure. Not a perfect solution, obviously. But it shows that they're at least thinking about the bigger picture.
Okay, so their approach seems legit, but let's talk trust for a second. I'm always a little wary about, like, handing over my lawn to someone new, you know. What makes Canopy stand out in terms of actually building trust with people like me?
Well, they've got the standard stuff, like guarantees and a good rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Right. Everyone's got that.
But here's something that really stood out to me. They're our work. section.
You mean where they have those articles written by their agronomists?
Exactly. I thought that was a really good sign.
Why is that?
Well, they're not just telling you to trust them. They're showing their work, right? They're explaining the why behind their methods, and it's coming straight from the experts themselves.
That's a really good point. It's one thing to say, oh, we use science, and another to actually show you the science. Did any of those articles, like, stand out to you?
There's one called, I think it was As Nature Intended or something like that.
Okay.
And it goes into the whole science behind soil microbes and why they're so important.
Cool.
And it's not just like surface level stuff either. They're actually getting kind of technical, which I appreciate.
Right. It shows they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. They've ticked a lot of boxes so far.
Yeah.
But there's this one thing on their website that kind of throws me off.
Yeah.
All the tech talk. Like satellite imagery, AI, all this high-tech stuff. Is my lawn getting fitted for a microchip next?
Yeah, no, it does seem a little out there at first, but it does make sense if you think about it.
Okay, so how does having a satellite take pictures of my lawn actually help them take care of it?
Okay, so imagine this. They're using those satellite pictures, right? Along with some AI analysis to figure out exactly what your lawn needs, like the specific needs of your lawn. It's all about being as precise and as customized as possible.
So instead of just having like a one-size-fits-all approach, they're using tech to tailor those treatments to each individual lawn.
Exactly. It's like they're creating a personalized lawn care plan, but for your grass.
Okay, I have to admit, that's pretty impressive. Uh-huh. But what does that actually mean for me as a customer? Am I going to save money? Mm-hmm. Are they going to get better results? Or is this just like cool tech for the sake of cool tech?
That, my friend, is the million-dollar question. And they don't exactly spell it out on their website.
Figures.
But we can make some educated guesses, right?
All right, so walk me through this. How does all this fancy tech actually equal a better lawn for someone like me?
Well, think of it this way. That level of precision, it means they can get away with using only the bare minimum treatments, right? So less waste, less environmental impact overall.
Right. Less is more, especially when it comes to chemicals. We talked about that earlier. But what's the bottom line for me?
Yeah.
You know, the person actually paying for the service.
Okay. So if they're not wasting resources on a bunch of unnecessary treatments, that efficiency, that could translate to cost savings for you down the road.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Lower costs and a healthier lawn. Sign me up.
Hold your horses. It's important to note they don't come right out and promise lower prices on the website.
Of course not. They'd be crazy to do that.
Right. But it's a pretty reasonable assumption, right? They're being that much more efficient.
Totally. Okay, so it's all about being informed and making smart choices, which is what this deep dive is all about. So to wrap things up here, what's the verdict on Canopy? Are they all hype or are they the real deal?
I gotta say, based on everything we've seen on their website, it seems like they're onto something.
Yeah.
It's not just about selling people green grass. They're pushing for a smarter, more holistic approach to lawn care. And they're backing it up with a real emphasis on soil health, a willingness to actually explain the science behind their methods, and then, yeah, some pretty cool uses of technology.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. They've definitely got my attention. You know, even if someone's listening to this and they're not about to hire Canopy tomorrow, this whole deep dive has highlighted something really important.
What's that?
We've been so focused on how our lawns look, you know, that perfect green grass. We forget about what's going on beneath the surface. Canopy's whole thing is a good reminder that a healthy lawn starts with healthy soil, period.
Couldn't agree more. It's about understanding that your lawn is part of this whole ecosystem, right? And taking care of that ecosystem, starting with the soil, is good for everyone involved.
So to everyone listening, no matter who you end up going with for your lawn care, don't be afraid to ask questions. What's in their products? What's their philosophy on soil health? Are they actually thinking about the long-term impact on the environment?
And hey, maybe even take a closer look at your own soil. What kind of soil do you have? Does it have any like special needs? A little knowledge can go a long way.
Preach. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of Canopy Lawn Care. Until next time, happy gardening.